Being the devil is so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer today. Where do you want to put him?
Just put them with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. a Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess playset, Rainbow Dash. Okay, well, Rainbow Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do...
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Let's see, dear Satan. He wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No, go back to cleaning the bathrooms.
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Hey, I'm here to deliver presents.
Ah! I'm the fucking devil!
Get the cross, honey.
Oh my God.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Be gone, Satan!
Hey, what the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bat!
I'm on it.
The bat? Why do you need... Ow! Okay, asshole, I'm leaving!
Get out of here!
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?
No.
Is Wall Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up? Ha ha ha!
This is hell, there is no roof! Ugh, fuck that kid! But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil!
Yes, that's a good idea! If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats! I will try this!
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Blah!
Who the hell are you?
I am Satan Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toy.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm going to hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the...
Ow, ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
Ugh. So, how did your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But what?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day.
Yeah, probably.
And I can get them paid.
Now, hold on, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name Hugh, last name Jack?
I guess I can check. Is that a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Daddy, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down.
Timber!
Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Jeffy, that was a big tree on the ground.
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Jeffy, no, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag it out, John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the 5 directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I mean, I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah,
Hey, Danny, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round 2, fucker?
Round 2? What are you talking about? I'm behind the
bat again. Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh. Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker. There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone. Craig, why are you using that kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why don't you call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes.
Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
Aww. That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry. Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil!
Go get him, Santa! Fuck him up!
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it!
Play!
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, we didn't hit you with a bat? Jeffy hit Santa with a bat?
That was me in disguise.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Well, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You looked really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm gonna bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa.
All right, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Jimmy.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Woo, Reggie.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
Make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bag. But no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fries.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the...
Todd, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Todd, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Todd, your blindfold. Put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh. I think I'm getting it, sir.
Todd, look what you did.
There's no way. Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Keep the Nera!
Get in here! Mess time!
Did you call for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CC's Pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help! There's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you, please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
But we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
All right, the body's over here!
Zoink, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay!
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back, and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Look, we're gonna solve this murder. We're gonna find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway, because it's not even that hard.
It is kinda hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives, and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not gonna solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang! We can solve murders just like they do in the show!
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man! Did anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me, watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Peepee.
All right, well, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Peepee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Peepee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay, fine.
Come on, Scooby. She slipped it. She slipped it.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body. Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Raggy.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Peepee.
Well, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Peepee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife, my chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come on, the body slipping, the body slipping.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there, it's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue, yay!
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue!
Yeah, she totally found a clue!
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Peepee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this broom out of foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Peepee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef Peepee, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Maybe, but no, not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef Peepee.
What do you want from me, Junior?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman!
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses? He didn't swear to God, but he would swear to Moses.
What do you want from me, Junior?
You just forever, for some reason you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to
me. I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy Doo and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't. What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Peepee.
Shush, stop gasping. You know what? Fine. I did it. I did that shit. I killed that bitch. Zoink.
Jinkies.
Let's split up, gang.
But why?
Scooby snacks.
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job. So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine, and I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Chef Peepee, it's supposed to say... If it wasn't for you
meddling kids, yeah.
I told you I didn't watch the damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swear to God also, that's fucked up.
It is.
is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to games. She should be fired.
I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Hold on, that's no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle!
Why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our real names, Goofy, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari! I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass!
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes!
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask! You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask of tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. Looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching The Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia. Because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? Well, that did prove that to his nutsack when he died.
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh, my God. If someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors.
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just gonna walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across the safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm gonna trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so you'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So, who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not? My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is the title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no! I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Oh, Jeffy's next.
Okay. Move on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one. Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
Wait, no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy.
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What? Me too.
Jeffy, which ones did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left, down, right, up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which ones was it?
I don't know, dang. I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No,
your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble that's been in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get this shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. You have another one?
Dang, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
What? That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well, I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
Well, actually, I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you're fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left, and I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, P goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This grown folk business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference.
Oh, you can't push me!
I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No! Chef BB died!
But hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end. We made it across, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! 3 people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him!
Wait, who died? I bet on the shelf named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why don't you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabelle.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh my god, Goofy, you made a mess!
Well, it's not my fucking fault I can't see in this stupid ass bed. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh my god, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along.
Rise and shine, Karen. It's 6 a.m.
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
Oh, come on, Karen. It's such a nice day outside. Hey, you know what we should do? We should go to IHOP and get some pancakes.
Boy, I told you not to wake me before noon. I need my beauty sleep.
Well, you're not going to look any better after noon. But come on, we got nothing to do today. This is the first time, and as long as I can remember, I got nothing to do.
Boy, your phone's going off. Check your phone.
What? Oh, that's right. We sent Penelope to a murder island.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, Boynie. Go get your daughter.
Ugh, but I want pancakes.
Boynie, you can get pancakes after you save Penelope.
Nuh-uh, because it's not going to be breakfast then. It's breakfast now.
Boynie, go get your daughter. Go save her before she dies.
Well, I'm going to die if I don't get any pancakes. And besides, I can't go to that island alone.
Well, why don't you call up some of your friends, Boynie?
Oh, so they can go to IHOP with me? Good thinking, Karen.
No, Boynie!
Kids, wakey, wakey!
Oh, Dad, I don't want to go to school.
Wake up before I shoot you!
Okay.
That's all you had to say.
So, do we get breakfast?
Who's ready for the first Squid Game?
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you mean like me and Cody?
No, like the actual cereal.
Nope! All right, grab a partner and follow me!
I call Cody.
Aww.
Sorry, Timmy, he called dibs on this sweet ass.
What the hell, dude? What about me?
You can be partners with Patrick.
Come on, John, but my
what the fuck?
Hey, Junior, guess what? I'm gonna be partners with Bully, so meh.
I know you'll be partners with your stupid ex. He wrote about how much you love him in his diary. You know what? I hope you both die.
Junior?
Hey, Jeffy, you want to be my partner?
I don't want to play these games.
Okay, you're my partner, yay!
Hey, Timmy, you want to be partners?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm already partners with Jeffy.
Aw, man, I'm stuck with the baby.
Wait, I can see up your skirt.
Cody, I wonder what the first game is.
Well, it involves balloons.
All right, kids, today's game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Bike Game.
You know what I like about the title of the game is you also understand the rules.
The rules for today's game is you and your partner will have a balloon, and you have to toss it back and forth to each other without it hitting the ground. Now, if it hits the ground, then the person that lets it hit the ground or lets it pop gets shot in the face. So who wants to go first?
Oh, Cody, we should go first and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, let's go first.
We want to go first.
All right, grab your balloon and get ready to start. Ready, start.
What the fuck, Junior? You're trying to kill me?
Well, no, you're supposed to hit it back, Cody.
But that's not fair. You sabotaged me.
I didn't sabotage you. You're supposed to hit it in the air.
Okay, whose fault is that, mine or his?
Sorry, kids. Rules are rules.
Yeah, Cody, you were the one that was supposed to hit it.
What? No, Junior, you motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I did try.
All right, who's next?
All right, we want to go next.
All right, don't let the balloon touch the ground. Your 30 seconds starts now. All
right, listen, Patrick. Go slowly.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? Ooh. You almost hit the ground.
He looks like a big Granny Smith apple.
You're not supposed to catch it.
I'm going to bite it.
What are you doing? What the hell?
See you later, alligator.
Where am I going?
Well, better him than me, shit.
All right, who's next?
Okay, we're going next.
All right, don't hit it too hard.
That's all I do, babe.
Ha! Junior, you hear that? He called me babe.
Well, I hope he beats you like Chris Brown does to women.
Good one, man.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Wait a minute. They're catching the balloon and then tossing it.
Well, I never said you couldn't catch it.
What? No, you said you have to hit it back and forth. You can't, like, do that.
No, the game is called Don't Let the Balloon Touch the Ground or You Get Shot in the Face Game.
Okay, but that's bullshit. My friend died because we were hitting it, like, as hard as we could. Like, you didn't tell us you could catch it.
Well, you can't catch it. You just got to keep passing it back and forth.
Junior, this is so easy.
Yeah, man. I can't believe two people already died.
My friend died because you didn't explain that we could catch it. This is easy as shit.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win!
Yay!
That is bullshit. My friend died.
All right, next! We want to go next, I think.
I don't want to play these games.
All right, your timer starts now!
We're not horses. We're just squiddy squid game fuckaroos. I've already won these games before. I got $400 billion, but that doesn't make me happy. I want to die.
All right, I think that's enough. You guys win! All right, you guys are the last group. Are you ready to play?
Wait, we can catch it, right?
Yeah, as long as you throw the balloon back and forth and don't let it touch the ground.
You're gonna die, bitch.
What?
Your timer starts now.
He's a mean baby.
Go!
Okay.
Die!
What? No, please don't kill me!
All right, you win. Congrats.
Now change my shitty diaper.
Okay, let's go.
So, friends from high school, it's been a while. How you been, Chuck?
I am just wondering what comes on me bacon burger.
Bacon, I would assume.
Ooh, I love bacon.
You know, Chuck, ever since you lost your eye in that paintball accident, you've been acting real different.
Damn it, don't call me Chuck! Call me Pirate Chuck.
Okay, Pirate Chuck. What about you, Joe?
Oh, I've been great, real great. Going through my third divorce, I probably should have signed a prenup by now.
Yeah, probably. How about you, Babyface Bob?
Everything here is so expensive.
No, it's okay, buddy. I got you.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
What's the matter, baby face?
No girls want to date me because of my baby face.
Is that why you're wearing an army uniform, even though you never served in the military?
Yeah, I thought it would make me look older.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. Well, maybe we'll have a hot waitress. I can hook you up.
Hello. Welcome to IHOP. Oh, dear God, you're here.
Oh, wow. You work everywhere, huh?
Yes, and you just have to eat everywhere.
I sure do. Hey, baby face, I actually slept with her. I can get you in there.
Really?
Would your child like a booster seat?
What, that's it? I'm going home. I'm taking off the uniform.
Don't take it off. Actually, ma'am, this is my friend, Babyface Bob. He's 45, and he's actually never served in the military, but don't worry. He's packing, and he looks good in camo.
Okay. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm sorry, Babyface. Well, actually, I'd like to get started with a big-ass stack of pancakes. I mean, I'm talking taller than me.
I asked you what you would like to drink.
Oh, well, I'll have a black coffee, because I like my coffee like I like my women. Black. Well, actually, just that one woman that one time in college. So, I like my coffee like I like that one black woman in one, that one time in college. Actually, forget the coffee. I'll have milk. Because I like my milk like I like my women. Now, white and whole fat. Well, that was actually my ex-wife. So, I actually want all almond milk because I like my almond milk like I like my women. Full of nuts. My nuts. I don't know why I would put my nuts in. But actually, you know what? I'll have water, because I like my women like I like my water. Wet.
Okay, what would you like, sir?
I would like a big old waffle.
What the fuck, Chuck? We're at the International House of Pancakes. It's IHOP, not IHOW. If you want waffles, just go to Waffle House.
I want a waffle.
Okay, you'll take a waffle, and what about for you, sir?
I'll have an omelet.
Oh, come on, it's not I-who. Why are we even at IHOP if we're not getting fucking pancakes?
I don't like pancakes.
Why did we even come to IHOP, then?
Because you said you wanted to come to IHOP.
That's right, I did.
Would your son like a kid's menu?
But he's not my dad!
Oh, no, it's okay. My very adult, very well-endowed friend...
Yeah, order for me.
Yeah, he would like some pancakes.
With smiley faces.
A very adult smiley face.
Yeah, can I get a dollar for the claw machine?
If you eat all your pancakes.
Yes, sir.
Would your pet like anything to eat?
Oh, you mean Chester?
I'm all good, man.
Nah, Chester's good with the Cheetos. I actually used to smoke pot with him back in high school at the bus stop. He was my dealer. Okay. Well, the reason I called you guys here is because I signed my daughter up for the Murder Squid Games.
What?
Aren't they gonna kill her?
Oh, no, it's okay, because I put a tracker on her ankle, and I tracked her to the exact island where the games are being held. So I figure, after we eat our big-ass breakfast, and we go see the new Superman movie, I figure we can go to the island and save her.
Well, what do we get out of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna have a big breakfast on me, and then we're gonna go to the Superman movie, but you're gonna have to pay for that.
What, really?
Oh, no, not you, Babyface. You're getting it for free. But after that, you know, I'm gonna have, like, $800 billion, so I'm just gonna give all you guys $1 million each.
Do you think that would make women want to sleep with me if I had
million dollars?
No, but we can go to Vegas and I can take you to a brothel.
They didn't let me in last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, maybe I can get you a face transplant.
Okay, deal.
All right, everyone, here's your food.
Ma'am, I didn't order the French toast, but I'll accept it as long as it's not on the bill.
Okay.
And my pancakes could have been much taller.
Well, we ran out of pancake batter. That's why you have the French toast.
So put the toast on the pancakes.
Dad, they forgot the nose on my smiley face.
Don't call me Dad. Ma'am, they forgot the nose on the smiley face.
Well, I didn't make it.
She didn't make it.
I can't eat it without the nose on the smiley face.
He can't eat it without the nose.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm
freaking out. It's scary without the nose. Give me a nose. Give me a nose.
Right there. Is that better, champ?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't have as much milk as you guys. I want to be a big boy.
Now, do you want a tummy ache? You know you get colicky.
No, but can she heat it up so I don't get a tummy ache?
She's not going to sleep with you if you ask her to heat your milk up. Women don't like whiny men. Ma'am, I wanted water.
Well, you told me like 3 different drinks.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even remember what woman this is supposed to be.
Mom, bacon floppy.
And his bacon's floppy.
And mine's too crispy.
I didn't make it.
Mine's just right. Can you read me Goldilocks?
No, I'm not going to read you. How about you guys just swap bacons?
Nah, he already touched it. I don't want it.
Yeah, he got germs.
Hey, man, you touched my omelet earlier. I don't want that either. Man, can you take the omelet back and make me another one?
No, because even if I did, he still won't tip me.
Well, I'm not eating it.
I mean, I probably won't tip you. You're right.
When are we going to see Superman?
Oh, it's at 10:15, but just let me take a few bites of my pancakes before we leave.
Wait. You ordered all those and you're only going to have one bite?
Well, it's not about the eating. It's about the spectacle of how tall they are.
Oh, get your bill.
Well, can you cut up my pancakes into small bites? I don't want to choke.
Okay, buddy.
Well, cut them up in squares, not triangles.
Fine.
And where's the syrup?
Just a fucking syrup.
Well, don't drown him. I don't want him to drown.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
Can you just chew it for me and spit it in my mouth?
No. Oh, I am so full. Where's that waitress with the bill? We're gonna miss Superman.
My tum-tum hurts, Daddy.
Well, don't call me Daddy. You didn't even eat all your food.
Well, it's too soggy. You put too much syrup.
Can we stop at Starbucks on the way to the movie so I can get a cake pop? I didn't eat my omelet because it touched it.
No, we don't have time to stop at Starbucks.
I want a cake pop.
No, you don't get a cake pop. You didn't even eat all your food.
It's too soggy. It's your fault.
My bacon's still floppy.
Did you think that was gonna change?
Well, it's Superman 3D. I can't really wear glasses with that.
I want to watch a 3D movie. I want to see it pop out the screen.
No, it's not 3D. People don't see 3D movies.
Yay, no 3D movies.
Where the fuck is that waitress?
Can I get you anything else?
The bill! I needed it for like 40 minutes.
Are you actually going to pay this time?
Yes.
25% tip.
It's going down, I'll tell you that.
Wait, you only took one bite of your pancakes?
Well, it's a stack of 10 pancakes, so if you think about it, I actually ate a whole pancake.
Oh, get your bill.
Can we stop by Starbucks?
You already fucking asked me and I said no.
Well, can we get gummy worms in the movies?
No, you didn't even eat your food.
Okay, can you take me to the bathroom? I gotta go boop boop.
You gotta go boop boop? No one is gonna sleep with you if you say things like that.
I can't hold it much longer.
Okay, let's go, hurry. I gotta save my daughter. Oh man, I hope we didn't miss the previews. And I can't believe they gave us a military discount because I thought you were in the military.
Do you think they think I'm an adult now?
Well, when you started bitching for the gummy worms and rolling around on the ground crying, it kind of broke the illusion.
I can't get my nerds open!
Oh, hold on, let me try.
The Justice Nooks and Cheetos in the damn movie and not sharing.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
I love when he says that.
Can you guys please be quiet? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Shut up, bitch!
Yeah, shut up, bitch!
You wanna go?
Yeah, I wanna fucking go! Let's go!
Take this outside!
Some people just don't know how to act in a movie theater. I can't get these open.
Oh.
What the fuck? We already missed a bunch of the movie! Wait, who is Lois? Why is there a dog? I've never seen a Superman movie. I don't know what the fuck is going on here. We must have missed hours, because I don't know who this reporter guy is. What does this have to do with Superman? I mean, if he took his glasses off, he would kind of look like Superman, but Superman doesn't wear glasses, so that can't be him.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you yelling? You are ruining this movie experience. You know what, guys? I say we just do this tomorrow. How about we just all go home, you know, we get a good night's sleep, we rest up, we come back here tomorrow, and we watch this movie for real.
Why don't we just go to a later show?
No, because I've already seen this scene, so it's going to be in my head. You know, I need like 24 hours like refresh to like wipe my memory of this scene.
Well, what about saving your daughter?
No. I am not in a headspace to save anybody right now. I got a belly full of buttermilk pancakes, you know. I don't know what's going on with this dog. I got to figure that out first. So I think we just all meet up back here tomorrow, okay?
Well, can we go see Elio?
We are not watching that shit.
Well, I mean, can you buy me a ticket? My mom can pick me up.
Okay, I will buy you a ticket. Just make sure she drops you off here tomorrow, okay?
Okay, at this time?
Yes, at this time. Well, a little bit earlier because we were late. Let me just grab all the shit.
Oh, I love being home alone without Boynie. I get to watch my trash TV. Boynie, what the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the island, see? saving your daughter.
Karen, you're never going to believe this. We went to IHOP, and that was mediocre, and then we tried to go see Superman.
Oh, Barney, you were supposed to wait for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything. I missed half the fucking movie. Did you know he has a dog now?
Barney, no spoilers. La, 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 la. Go to the island, save your daughter.
I will go to the island tomorrow after I see Superman.
No, Barney, you got to go right now. How do you know she's still alive?
Well, I have the tracker, Karen. If she was dead, they would have incinerated her body, and the tracker would be gone.
How do you know that, Barney?
I've seen the show.
Barney, go save Penelope.
I will, after I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning to go see Superman.
No, you're going to go right when you wake up. No, no Superman, Barney.
I'm going to go see Superman.
Well, can I go with you?
I didn't tell the boys you were coming.
Barney.
Tell you what, if you get up on time, you can come with me.
That's a deal, Boyney.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Congrats on winning the first game, kids! If the majority of you vote to end the game now, the payout split between each of you would be about $65 billion each!
Wait. If we decide to end the games now, we would each get $65 billion.
Yup!
Shit, that sounds like a good payday. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I want to quit, like, right now.
I want to quit.
$65 billion isn't enough! What am I, poor? I want to keep playing!
We're not horses.
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want to play.
I want to keep playing in honor of Cody.
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Why do you guys want to keep playing? $65 billion? You'll never spend that in a lifetime.
Yeah, y'all can't pass that up. What's wrong with y'all?
Well, Penelope, listen. Just vote to end the games now and we can end it.
No, I want to keep playing.
What? Oh, my God. Why?
Because my dad sent me here to win. And besides, I've already won these games, so because they're really easy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Looks like we're playing more games. Get the rest, kids.
I am killing all of you in the next game.
We're not horses.
Card.
Here you go, Daddy. Read it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's early in the end time.
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have helped us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend.
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die.
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Ah! Lucy's a bitch.
Jeffy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jeffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed three paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those three paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the Zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Sheet.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no. He's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't talk to me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby. We can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going to give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed three of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign, and his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man. I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
Judge! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really...
What? I want half.
No, you're not going to get half.
I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
second? No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, don't. You're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
What? Oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no, listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You would be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100
million. How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Broken Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a Blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your Blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello?
All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Sauvignon.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he signs a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Broken Guy is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You get $25 million, and he'd get $25 million, I get $50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want $50 million, and you guys each get $25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind. I want $50 million now.
You both can't get $50 million, because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine. I'll get $25 million, he'll get $25 million, you'll get $50 million.
Okay, good. Deal.
Alright, so give me the $10 million, I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting, I already have one.
You already have a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting?
I do, let me go get it. Alright, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
Alright, so all you have to do is get him to sign it. So go.
What do you mean go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it, so grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfect plan.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, we're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. You know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting 30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay. Just sign right here. Wait a minute! This is Royal Puss! I have been tricked!
Robin, run!
Suck my blue!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million! $10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, M.K. Jacques-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man. I never get the million of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, huh? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, dang. Gee.
Oh, Marvin, I love decorating the Christmas tree.
I'm just glad we're done.
Now!
Jeffy, get out of the Christmas tree. You're not a cat.
Marvin, he's just playing.
He's messing up your Christmas tree.
Marvin, did you put Christmas lights up outside?
No, I didn't think we needed to do that this year.
But Marvin, how is Santa going to know where our house is? He won't be able to see it.
I don't think we have to worry about Santa Claus coming to our house because we have a really bad boy that lives here.
You said Santa Claus isn't coming to our house.
Look what you did.
Okay, I'll go put up Christmas lights later.
No, Marvin, you have to put them up now before everyone gets here for the Christmas Eve party tonight.
There's a Christmas Eve party tonight?
Yes.
Well, no one tells me anything.
Well, go put lights up outside.
Come on, Jeffy. You're going to help me put up these lights. All right, Jeffy. How do the Christmas lights look?
Shitty.
Well, I didn't say I was good at putting them up, so that'll have to do. Catch me. I said catch me!
My hands don't work.
Jeffy, I hate you. Put the ladder up. Jeffy, don't you drop that ladder.
Howdy, neighbor.
What do you want, Hank?
I just
want
to come over and tell you that those are the shittiest Christmas lights I've ever seen on a house before.
Well, listen, my wife wanted me to put something up, and that's all we had.
Well, take a look at my house. All nice and symmetrical. Got every color of the rainbow, just about.
Yeah, your house looks nice.
Yeah, every year I win best Christmas lights on a house in the neighborhood. Got a trophy for it, too.
That's real nice.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just want to come over and tell you that I hate your fucking Christmas lights, and you could never put up Christmas lights like I do on my house.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll show him. I'll put up the best Christmas lights in the neighborhood. Jeffy! That is it! Your ass is grounded! Go inside! I'm gonna call a professional Christmas lights company to put better Christmas lights up on my house.
Hey, you call a Christmas lights putting up company?
Yes, I did. I need you to put Christmas lights up on my house.
That's your house?
Yeah.
Well, there are already Christmas lights on it, so pay me.
Well, for what? I put those up.
No, I know. Pay me for wasting my time.
Well, no, I need you to put more Christmas lights up on my house.
Define more.
Well, you see that house over there?
Sweet goddamn Jesus! Those are the nicest Christmas lights I've ever seen! That is a perfect Christmas house. There's not too many lights, not too little. If I was Santa Claus, I would only deliver presents to that house.
Well, I want you to put better lights on my house than that one. I want you to put more lights in that house.
Better than that house? I mean, I could do it, but it's gonna cost you a pretty penny.
How much?
No, I mean like an actual pretty penny. Like a penny that's very shiny and pretty and new, like a pretty penny.
So if I bring you a shiny pretty penny, that's all I have to pay you?
Yeah, it's either that or $1,000.
I can find a shiny penny. Just hold on.
Okay, I'll wait in my car.
Okay, I'm Ken Schrader, and this is the last lap of the Daytona 500. Oh no, Dale Earnhardt's in front of me. I'll do anything to win. Take this, Dale Earnhardt! Oh shit. Oh, he crashed right into the wall. Well, I'm sure he'll be fine. These cars are very safe.
Okay, I found the prettiest penny I could find.
Ooh, let me see it.
Here you go.
Okay, well, you could have just handed it to me. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that is a very pretty penny. Ooh, it's a 2023 penny. Very nice.
Yeah, it's shiny.
Yeah, this is a pretty enough penny. I'll do it for you.
Okay, I want you to go crazy on my house.
Oh, yeah, I'll go crazy on it. Just like my ex went crazy on my hog. I'm talking two-handed double-decker Gok Gok 6000 sploosh gargler. That's what I would do to your house if your house had a dick. Which it doesn't, so I'm just going to hang up a bunch of lights.
Okay.
Is that one for me?
No, Jesse.
Is that one for me?
No, Jesse.
Is this one for me?
No, Jesse.
Which ones are for me?
Santa brings your gifts.
I hate all of you.
Marvin, did you finish putting the Christmas lights up?
I'm still working on it.
They look like shit.
Marvin!
Look, I'm still working on it. I just came inside because I ran out of hammers, so I'm trying to grab more nails.
Aw, you're such a hardworking man.
Hey there, I just got done putting up all your Christmas lights. Man, that's hard work. But like I used to tell my ex-wife, my hands look like this, so hers can look like hers. Wrapped around another man's wiener.
What?
Yeah, she cheated on me. But anyway, your lights are up.
Marvin, you said you put the lights up.
I did put the lights up. He just drove by and he's trying to take all the credit.
No, you hired me to put up all your Christmas lights. You paid me a pretty penny, too.
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
Wow, I didn't know you guys were in such rough shape financially.
No, I didn't pay him a lot of money. I paid him a pretty penny that I found upstairs.
Not my lucky 2023 penny!
That's the one. It was a shiny as shit penny, too.
Okay, that's it. Everyone shut the fuck up. I'll get your penny back.
Yay.
Can I have the penny back?
Well, I mean, I could give it back, but I'm going to tear all those lights the fuck down like I'm Godzilla.
All right, baby, let me go look at the Christmas lights and see if it's worth that penny.
Okay, but don't look. I want it to be a surprise. So let's go out the back door and walk around the entire neighborhood backwards until I tell you to turn around.
Okay.
Okay, don't turn around yet. Don't turn around. Okay, Marvin, now you can turn around.
Oh, my God, you did such an amazing job.
Yeah, that's what a pretty penny gets you.
Oh, you went crazy on it.
Yep, I'm a dirty slut.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to win best Christmas lights of the neighborhood this year.
Well, I hope you do. I'll see you later.
Oh, my God, this is so awesome. You see that, Hank? That's what good Christmas lights look like. You can suck my chode.
What the hell? Hey, Marvin, who put your Christmas lights up so good on your house?
I did.
No way you did that good of a job putting your Christmas lights up.
I'm just that MFing good.
I'm Steve Stahlberger, and it's cold as hell out here, but I don't know where my jacket is. Anyway, Marvin, I came to give you this trophy for best Christmas lights.
No way, just a darn rootin' tootin' second. Look at my house.
That's nice. But Marvin, your Christmas lights are the best I've ever seen. You've got a gingerbread man and a Merry Christmas sign and a snowflake, etc., etc. You can keep your Christmas lights up all year if you want. They're just so gosh darn pretty.
Thank you so much for the trophy. Can you take it inside and show my wife?
Okay.
Suck my chode, Hank.
Fuck you and your chode, Marvin.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
I'm Steve Stahlberger. I brought you this trophy.
Why are you in my house?
Oh, your husband told me to bring it to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Baby, did you see the trophy?
Yeah, Marvin, this creepy old man in the collared tank top gave it to me.
Yeah, we won the Christmas lights competition and we got a trophy for it.
That's awesome, Marvin.
Yeah, I told Hank to suck my chode.
What?
All right, look, you have to go see the Christmas lights. They're amazing.
Marvin, I would love to, but I have to finish setting up for the Christmas Eve party. I'll look at them later.
But you're the one who wanted the lights.
Can I stay for the Christmas party?
Sure.
Oh, goody.
Suck my chode. I'm gonna get you back, Marvin.
Honey, you've been staring out that window for the past half hour.
Because the goddamn inbreds across the street decided to clear out Home Depot and Lowe's of all their Christmas lights. And they won the trophy for best Christmas decoration.
Hank, you don't have to win every trophy.
Yes, I do! That's all I care about!
And what about your wife and children?
I hate all of you! I'm gonna get you back, Marvin, and I'm gonna ruin your Christmas. I'm gonna call the Grinch.
I'm on it. Hello, Mr. Gingerbread Man. I wonder what these plugs do. I should call them. Oopsie, was that me? Shall I knock? Guess not! Let's see what's in the pantry. Ooh, the last can of hoo-hash. Don't mind if I do. Ooh, look at all these presents. No Christmas for them. You know what? I'm just gonna take the whole tree.
Marvin, have you seen our last can of poo hash? Oh my God, Marvin, the Christmas tree's missing!
What are you screaming about?
Someone stole our Christmas tree!
Jeffy, get in here!
What?
Did you steal the Christmas tree?
Tree go.
Jeffy, don't screw with me. I know you took the Christmas tree.
I didn't take it.
Marvin, someone also stole our last can of hoo hash.
Not the hoo hash. Everyone loves hoo hash.
Oh my God, Marvin, that's the guest for the party. You have to go distract him.
Okay, find the hoo hash.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo, 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 we here for the Christmas party.
My sweater says Happy Lamaka. It's a Hanukkah sweater, even though this is a Christmas party.
Yeah, I'm ready to party, man, and get fucked up.
Yeah, I'm already blazed, man.
Ooh, donkey.
All right, guys, everyone just calm down. The Christmas party's not ready yet, so you got to wait outside.
But it's cold as hell out here.
Yeah, we ain't waiting much longer. Come on now.
Okay, come inside, but don't go to the living room.
Oh, I can't wait for the hoo hash.
Let's fucking party, man!
Yeah, let's party. Who wants me first?
Only if you gotta wipe the tree now. Come on.
Wait, where's the tree, man?
Yeah, what the hell? You gotta have a Christmas tree. Ain't no party without a Christmas tree now.
Where's the tree?
Well, you see, we had a Christmas tree, but it got stolen, so there is no tree.
Well, at least we have hoo hash.
We don't have hoo hash!
I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving. What the hell is this?
Oh, I'm so sorry the party was ruined. Let me call the cops.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there, I got a call about a burglary.
Yes, someone broke in during our Christmas party.
Wait a minute. You had a Christmas party and you didn't invite me?
I was gonna invite you.
No, you weren't. I was over here earlier hanging up Christmas lights for a fucking penny, which is a favor, by the way, just because I wanted to make a joke, and apparently you didn't even like them because you unplugged them.
I didn't unplug them.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just tell me your problems. You already hurt my feelings.
Okay, someone broke in and stole our Christmas tree and our last can of hoo hash.
Oh, not the hoo hash. What about your roast beast?
I think he stole the roast beast.
Oh, not the roast beast. Yeah, I think I know who might have done that.
Who?
The Grinch.
The cartoon character?
No. The live-action Jim Carrey Grinch. He hates Christmas and the Whos. You know, I always wondered, are the Whos from The Grinch the same Whos from Horton Hears a Who? Because if they are microscopic like that, how do they know about Christmas? And then the fact that they celebrate Christmas means at some point there was a Who Jesus, and that means that a Who got crucified, and that's pretty dark for a kid's story. And also, I think Whoville is inside a snowflake, and snowflakes melt all the time, so there's a good chance all those Whos are dead now. Anyway, yeah, I think the Grinch stole your Christmas tree.
Can you arrest the Grinch?
No, he has diplomatic immunity here in America. See, he's from Whoville, and that's outside my jurisdiction. But if you know anybody who's mad at you, they might have hired the Grinch to put a hit out on your tree. Do you know anybody mad at you?
Those neighbors in that house over there?
Oh, well, I think we should probably check over there.
Well, can you go without me? I don't want them to know it was me.
No, I want them to know you're a tattletale. Come on.
Okay, Marvin, now you get to see me do a scary police knock. Check this out. Open the goddamn door! It's the police! See, when you hear that, you know it's the police.
What do you want?
Excuse me, sir. He says you don't like him, and he thinks you probably hired a Grinch to steal his Christmas tree.
What if I did?
Well, now it sounds like you did, because if you didn't, you would have said, I didn't do that. But instead, you said that, so it's like, you know, what's up? Like, you know, like you're trying to double down on it.
Well, I did.
Oh, well, I didn't think you'd actually admit it. Well, if we can get that Christmas tree back, that'd be great.
All right, in fact, come get it.
Oh, wow. Well, what a polite criminal, Marvin. Come on.
All right, there it is.
Is this your tree, Marvin?
It looks like my tree. It's missing a lot of ornaments, but I think I saw them in the road.
Okay, great. Let's grab it and get out of here. Wait a minute. What about the hoo hash?
It's over there.
Looking for this.
The Grinch!
Grinch?
Yeah, he's gonna kick your ass.
Someone save us.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
What the fuck?
You're not gonna be beating up anybody. You're gonna return that tree and the hoo hash. You know what, Santa Claus? Kiss my ass! Kiss that ass! Oh, you're very naughty. Put him up!
Alright, man. Yeah.
Kick his ass, Santa!
Come on, Grinch!
Fuck him up!
Alright, Santa, where are we going? Where are we going, Santa? I was unaware that Santa Claus was on fire!
Well, if you want it, you got it, sister!
Come here!
Call me Uncle!
Uncle!
Call me Daddy!
Okay, I'm not doing that.
You don't mess with Santa Claus!
Yeah, Santa won!
Yeah, but he's pissing on the Grinch. I think we should just get the hoo hash in your tree and go home.
Damn that.
Why'd you do all this, Hank?
Well, Marvin, I just couldn't stand the fact that you had better Christmas lights than me.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson. Let's grab our stuff.
Yeah.
Look, baby, I got the tree back.
Oh, my God, Marvin, the Christmas tree!
And look, the last can of hoo hash. Let's smoke this shit.
Marvin, how did you do this?
Well, it's all thanks to Santa Claus.
Thanks, Santa!
Don't mention it, guys. Merry Christmas!
All right, guys, we're gonna get blazed on this hoo-hash or what?
Come on, Marvin, let's do it all together.
Come on, guys. Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on.
Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him your money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Well, oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Dad? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tear.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road? Daddy, look out! What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, I'll give you a ride home. I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How bad?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Bodies hit the floor. Bitch, bodies hit the floor. Have him swimming in his blood while he's crawling on the floor. Boo, 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 boo. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big...
bigger houses.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. You do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I gotta use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem.
All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asks me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice, so Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watch him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to just...
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy, donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, donkey. Well, since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
Alright, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, this spaghetti smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my spaghetti-o man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, you want a scoop of spaghetti-os? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days.
Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you? I do not want any spaghetti-os.
I'll go ahead and feed you some spaghetti-os. You starving, boy.
I do not want any spaghetti-os.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that shit into spaghetti-os? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go call the cops.
Thank you. God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Oh, okay. Just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope. Not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
I swear, what, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier and you lied.
No, Daddy, this time I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house and he's probably stealing shit or... Maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station, and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why'd you do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
Listen, I was at the gas station, yeah. And I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car, and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off, and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street, and you let him into your house, and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. Because you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy? Why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll just pull my pants down, shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I'll just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. It's my work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh, all right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm going to keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, ugh, all units. Spider-Man. There's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase. But I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
Hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now!
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. There you are! Ah!
So, guys.
guys. What do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, my God, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down.
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're going to love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale, and the last two contestants. Let's meet them! Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my God, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... True drag superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my God, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
I...
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Gay!
Oh my God, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
Chef Phoebe.
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's a drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe.
Gay boy! You a gay boy. Boy.
No. I just said she was
high. You like boy booty and high. Booty boy.
No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know. Like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my God, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just going to end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids. We're
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it. I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Oh, well, yeah, okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna grab my camera, let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi everyone.
welcome to my...
TV. Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is going to smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're going to give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a card, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh, my God. He's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean!
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Oh, hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover. Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
What, Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take a bent antenna, tune in, Slim Shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
We'll name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior. I'm all done.
All right, guys. Say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but
I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupi! Someone give me a chalupi! Chalupi car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shaheed Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupi.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupis?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, M.K. Billionaire Shaheed Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha. Money, chalupis.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Oh, man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pepe, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pepe.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, noodle in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars. So come with me, let's spit some bars. Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh. All right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef Pee-Pee? Did you throw up in my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this.
Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef BB? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
Oh, I'm gonna win this competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we had the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph?
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I scared of my mama.
What? Yeah, Mickey D's, huh? Jeez, yeah, make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, that bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine died, I might be crashing out the day. In a McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face, I heard y'all got a secret sauce. Go get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, where's the snack wrap? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping in. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10 piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
Mickey Duffer, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, I'm here, you as well.
Oh, hell no. What am I sweet and sour sauce? Oh, no, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch.
Now, what you got to say about that silly-ass, goofy-ass, whiny-ass, can't-rap-ass boy?
That was Irish, bro.
I know. It was so gas. I don't know if we can compete, dude.
Hold on. We can compete. Hold on. Let's just take off.
Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
What's your mouth, boy?
All right, yeah, let's know our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely it's up there.
All right, play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal, 4-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw, and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man, fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man, y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins, I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys, since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't
it? It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's
going
to pick our song.
He's going to pick our song a lot more.
Boys, I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing here?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee Pee made a way better song.
No, his name's Chef Pee Pee. It sounds like dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee Pee's not good. Which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Little boy, you actually tried to compare the PP, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers.
You didn't win either.
What? Huh? Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, shit, PP sound like penis looking ass, boy. How the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my bars was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you won.
What? Goofy ass, basketball shirt, red ass, no pants,
hard
ass, looking like a whole ugly ass.
What'd you
think, people? Kind of froze.
What? So who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be
fair.
Yeah, how are you gonna get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I made the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video. I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap. Pull up to the drive-thru, kicking up and carry. She taking every nugget, better swallow in a hurry. I'm the clown with the combo, making dick girls friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right off of my skin. Too much money, new accountant, I'm the truth, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She soaked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take your girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping and petty, she grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes, she suck on my nuggets while cracking my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth, she swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red meat demon of grease, it's a tight shit, she loving my menu with no hesitation. Grease guy, dripping from your mommy's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, it make your arteries clap. Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm capping every ear. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol champ. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on a lap. I'm the reason you obese, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yeah, she part of my scheme. Left her passed out on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy, dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So what do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, none but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI shit.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage. That's,
right.
Well, that's
we can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still fucking, ass, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass. Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? You ain't
moving? No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guys?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind.
Wait, I mean,
sorry, I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks. You're worried about your piggies getting cold.
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, but I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh heck yeah, dude! We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday.
Oh no, guys! It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
No way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name 3 times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jared Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jared Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you got him to sign a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I could print out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Hold on. That's the same person, correct?
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He is a monster.
No. Who's Jared Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on this damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the snowman for me? And he did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster 3 times. Now 4 times, it didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it 6 times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it 5 times!
Okay, we won't say it.
Yeah, we won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
Junior, you said it 6 times!
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it 6 times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times?
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was 3.
Oh, you thought it was 3 because it's 3 sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
No. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me 3.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Don't fuck, we're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Oh, no, dude. Who dare say my name 420 times?
Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So, who's ready to play Truth or Dare? Or die!
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
This is good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! His family! His whole bloodline! Kill them all!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, then we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks! It's truth or dare or die! It's been unbelieving to kill him! Kill his whole family!
I'm gonna get a Coke. You want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice. I hate juice.
Okay, no juice.
No juice. So, Junior, that, truth or dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's gonna be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a truth or dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing truth or dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing truth or dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm gonna tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name.
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
All right, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking. So, go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear. I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what? Can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out. I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay, well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory, like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like, you know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay, I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. It's buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the truth or dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66, then we thought it was 666, and then we thought, let's see if we can summon him, and then we summoned him, and then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline, his whole family.
Oh, no, not that again. That happened one time before, back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing.
So how do you stop the truth or dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play truth or dare while they're gone.
Okay, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture!
No! This is my favorite picture of Josh Gad! He signed it for me!
Hello, baby.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogle?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogle.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, Where's Cody?
Hey, guys! Guys, help me! Help me, I'm slipping! The couch is too steep, I can't climb up! Somebody fucking help me, please! I'm gonna fall! No! No, brother!
Today we're going to be learning about the different types of clouds. So the big, puffy, white clouds that you see in the sky are called cumulus clouds. So next time you're outside and you look up and you see a bunch of white stuff in the sky, be like, damn, that's a lot of cumulus clouds. Sorry for the stutter class. But the big, scary, get the fuck out of my neighborhood clouds are called the come on my nipples clouds. Come in my bus clouds. Yeah, come on my Nimbus! Come on my Nimbus clouds are the scary ones that can kill you! An airplane cannot fly through the come on my Nimbus clouds because it will fuck up that airplane and it'll go missing just like the Malaysia Airlines flight. R.I.P. my cousins. But fun fact, Crass, it's named after the very famous explorer, Christopher come on my Nimbus, who discovered America.
Are you talking about Christopher Columbus? Because he didn't discover any clouds. Are you saying cumulonimbus?
I'm saying it right! Come on my nipples!
Don't threaten me with a good time, Teach.
Hey, ladies, what do you think this cloud's called?
Wow, it looks like a PJ Nimbus cloud.
It looks like a Crenshawless cloud.
Alright.
It looks like a Parrot Jambies Nimbus Crenshaw cloud.
Okay, a little sloppy, but alright. How about this one?
Oh, it looks like the coolest dude in school cloud.
Alright, Kraus, so the next cloud is the Circumcisionless cloud. What the fuck? Vaping? Are you vaping in class? Give it to me right now!
What are you talking about, Teach? I wasn't vaping.
Then what is that?
Oh, this is just my phone.
Then why was it smoking?
Well, I got it from Israel, you know, because they did that thing with the pagers.
Okay, and what's that thing on the top of it?
Oh, that's the antenna so I can make calls. I chew on it sometimes when I'm nervous.
Okay, then why does the side of it say 30,000 puffs?
Oh, well, it tracks how many Reese's Puffs I've eaten. It's like a Fitbit, but just for Reese's Puffs.
Okay, so it's not a vape.
No. It's totally not a vape, bro. But vapes are for losers.
Okay, put your phone away, and if I see it again, I'm gonna take it!
Okay. Whew, that was a close one, ladies. I gotta hit this shit.
Oh, sorry for the interruption, class. But if I kept you vaping in class, you won't be expelled from school! Now back to the clouds! The next cloud is the circumcisionist cloud.
Vaping? What's that?
It's like an electronic cigarette.
Aren't cigarettes bad for you?
Yeah.
Don't they give you cancer?
Yeah.
Don't they make your lungs black?
Yeah.
But it also gives you the ability to talk like Terminator in 20 years.
Oh, I can sound like a Terminator?
Yeah, sick.
How?
Well, it gives you throat cancer, so you have to use a little machine to talk.
But it also makes you famous. You could be on a commercial talking about how much you hate your life.
Oh, I want to be in a commercial.
And it makes you feel good, too.
But Penelope, you vape?
Yeah, ever since PJ gave me his old vape, I haven't been able to stop.
Well, how does it make you feel?
It makes you feel really good until you stop, and then you get a headache, and you get angry, and you start shaking, but then you hit it again, and everything's okay!
Well, I don't feel like that right now. I feel good.
That's because you haven't started vaping yet, Junior.
What made you start?
Well, all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought, why not?
I want to be cool.
Junior, please don't start doing that.
You really think I want to start vaping just to be cool? You really think I'm just going to do it? Thank you. You think I'm going to start doing it just because everyone else is doing it? You're so lame.
How do you think that?
Oh, my God, this is crack. It tastes like watermelon. No, strawberry. Strawberry watermelon. It's like breathing in oxygen that's flavored. Oh, my God, this is amazing. Look, I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay, Junior, give it back.
No, I'm not giving it back. I'm a train. Choo-choo.
Oh, dude, he's off the deep end.
All right, class, the next cloud is the strap-on coming all of us cloud. What the? Junior, bring me that vape right now!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better choo-choo your ass up, there, boy.
Junior, you lost me my vape.
Wow, Junior, cancer and expelled is crazy.
Oh.
Give it up, shit! Tastes like shit! You wanna get cancer for shit?
I'm sorry!
Huh?
I'm sorry!
Alright, Kraus, new lesson for today. We're gonna go over why vaping is bad for you. And to help me do that, I'm gonna get a police officer. Junior, go back to your seat. You'll get expelled later.
Aww.
Ooh, they're calling the cops, dude. They're gonna take you to pound me in the ass prison.
Ooh, I'll take the phone for you, Junior.
I hope it's not my dad.
Hey, everybody. I am Officer Brooklyn T. Guy. Hey, Penelope. Now, I heard there are a couple smokers in here, huh? A couple grease monkeys.
I think that's what that means. That might mean a mechanic. But I heard some people in here were smoking cigarettes, and you don't want to do that, because smoking is bad. Now, I know you've seen people in movies doing it, and they look really cool. That's why I did it when I was your age. But then, I saw this picture. Huh? Look at this. These are the lungs of somebody who's never smoked, and these are the lungs of somebody who smoked one cigarette one time. So if you've already smoked, your lungs already look like this, so you might as well just keep doing it. I mean, you shouldn't keep doing it because they might heal. I mean, if they look like that, they're probably not gonna heal. But you know, you don't want to make it any worse, you know. And you might get jaw cancer and throat cancer, and then we gotta cut off your jaw and your throat, and you're just gonna have like a hole in your neck where your tongue sticks out, you know. You might end up looking like that lady in SpongeBob who was like, I always hated chocolate, and you're gonna sound like that too. You're gonna sound like Jeffy's mom, huh? Because Jeffy's mom was a smoker, and you know what happened? I shot her to death. That's not why I shot her, but I should have, because she was a terrible person. Smoking leads to bad things, is what I'm saying, okay? My mom smokes, and you know what? My mom is the perfect person to talk to you kids about smoking.
Oh, God, he's bringing my grandma?
All right, Brookie, what the hell you got me up here doing?
Well, some of the kids in this class have been smoking cigarettes, so I just figured you could tell them. Well, just tell them about yourself. I think that'll be enough. All right, class, I'm sorry to say this is my mother.
Hey, everyone, my name's Barbara, but you can call me Babs. And one time I got butt in the twice in one day for a pack of Marlboro Blacks unfiltered. Back then I was a 2-pack-a-day gal, worked my way all the way up to 8 packs, and then now I'm back down to 12.
Well, Mom, why don't you tell everybody what it's like when you breathe?
Well, I can't wait for the day I stop. You know, that cigarette hitting my lips is like a lifeline. You know, I inhale and I pray that I go home. You give me that and a good dick and I'm solid.
Okay, well, I think maybe it was a mistake bringing you in front of the kids, but does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you please take Grandma home? You're embarrassing me!
That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Penelope! Hey, you hitting that shit too? Listen, if you start smoking, don't touch any of Grandma's, because I'm counting mines!
Mom, maybe you should just go home.
You too, Dad.
Well, no, hold on, Penelope. I still gotta finish the lesson, okay? So nobody should smoke unless you want to end up like my mom. And believe me, nobody wants that, okay? You're gonna have all kinds of health problems. Your teeth are gonna turn yellow. You're gonna get cancer. None of it's good, okay? So just do what the board says and do not vape. What the fuck is vape?
Electronic cigarettes.
What, electronic? They can do that now? What is it, like an app on your phone? This is what it is? What the fuck? Okay, do I smoke this? Huh. That is fucking delicious. Are you kidding me? What, this is bad for you? What? I mean, don't do it, obviously, but goddamn, I get it. Okay, I'm gonna bring this back to the police station to investigate.
Oh, great. Now my dad's addicted to vaping.
I am addicted too, but we don't have a vape.
Because you've lost mine.
I'm sorry.
excuse me, sir.
What is it, officer guy?
Well, apparently the kids are doing this new thing called vaping. It's kind of like an electric cigarette.
An electric cigarette? What kind of liberal pussy shit is that? They should smoke cigarettes like a real man.
Let me see that.
Holy Jesus, that's delicious.
Yeah, I know, sir. It really is.
And this is bad for you?
Yeah, apparently it causes cancer.
Now, what doesn't these days?
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Simmons, we're just vaping. You want to try?
Should I?
Well, it does cause cancer.
Okay. Who knew cancer would taste so good?
Yeah, it really does. So, I guess we should probably get kids to stop doing this, huh?
Yeah, I guess if it's bad for them, we probably should.
But how are we going to do that, sir? They don't care that it causes cancer. They just keep doing it. So, what do we do to get them to stop vaping?
I suppose you could put a bomb in one of those things. Then when somebody tries to smoke it, it'll blow their face off. That'll really scare the shit out of the rest of them. Then no one's gonna vape after that.
Oh, good thinking, sir. Hey, Simmons. No, Simmons, I want you to put a bomb in this.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Well, good thinking, sir. Once they see one of their classmates die, they're definitely not gonna vape after that.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Simmons.
No, mate! The bomb!
Oh, right, the bomb. Of course. Sorry, silly me. Alright, I'm gonna go take this to the school. Wait, hey, no, come on, sir.
Alright, class, so I was doing some research on the long-term effects of vaping, and this is a picture of healthy lungs that have never vaped before. And over here is a picture of lungs that have vaped, also known as popcorn lung. So apparently what happens is if you vape and then you eat popcorn, it gets stuck in your lungs. So if you're gonna vape, don't eat popcorn.
Hey everybody, I'm back from the police station. So we called, Harvard, and they said that vaping can cause cancer. But then I said, kids don't get scared by cancer. So then they said, who cares? They might as well just do it anyway. So who wants to vape, huh? It's freshly charged. You'll be cool. Anybody want
to
vape?
Ooh, I want to!
Okay, here, catch.
Oh
Holy fuck! I thought he had to smoke it first. I mean, look how dangerous they are. You see that? It just blew up when he touched it. That can happen. You know, imagine getting cancer and it also just explodes when you touch it. That's fucking crazy, right? I imagine you get cancer and you lose your face. It's like smoking a firework. You can't smoke a firework. It just blows up right in your face. So that's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to vape after that. Cause I know I'm pretty fucking traumatized by what I just witnessed.
Ugh, I don't want this vape anymore. Here.
Ah, I don't want this fucking thing. Get away from me. You saw that other one explode. I don't want anything to do with that. Imagine you're smoking it and boom, it just blows up right in your face. That's fucked up. I don't want to deal with that, okay? I want nothing to do with that. You guys should not vape because it's super dangerous, okay? Don't vape. Don't smoke. Just eat fucking ice cream. Ice cream doesn't explode. Ice cream doesn't give you cancer. Just eat ice cream.
Ice cream makes you fat, Dad.
I don't care. I'd rather be 300 pounds, sit on my couch watching TV than get cancer and my face explode and all that bullshit. No, fuck that. I don't want that. Fuck it. I mean, it's up to you, but fuck no.
Well, I sure learned my lesson. I'm never gonna vape ever again.
Yeah, you hear that, Junior? I hope you learned your lesson, too. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Jeffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the tooth fairy.
I knew it. No, she's not the real tooth fairy. She's dressed like the tooth fairy.
No, she's the tooth fairy, and you're the Easter bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Reese's?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth, and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooged.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yes!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him, because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said Happy Feet, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope! Guess what I am? A penguin!
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it's about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Rocco Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet, like... Penguins aren't even happy. They have flippers.
Right. Call it happy flippers.
Yeah. So, guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump. How'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah, build the wall.
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard in the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say, I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope. You didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow?
Woo, roast ass.
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might do.
He doesn't like women, I think.
No, it's,
something
it's
true.
Something about grabbing pussy. Right, guys, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yay!
All right.